So you worked at the Hy-Vee here in town, you said?
Mm-hmm, in the summer.
What did you do?
I was a stocker.
At night, overnight, or just during the
day? No, just during the day, just a few hours. Not during the day, yeah.
The defensive line lost a lot of guys to the pros last year. Not only to the pros, but they're starting in the pros, I think.
Right.
How are you guys progressing in their...
I think we're progressing week by week. Obviously, we have to do a better job of getting pressure. We know that we can all improve in that area. I mean, in all areas, but we feel like we definitely need to get more pressure.
What is it about Dan Person that has made him effective? And I guess Northwestern's offense in general has made it effective against you guys over the years.
Well, first of all, they're very precise. Their pace is very fast. And then Dan Person, he's a good athlete who's very elusive and hard to bring him down. Then also he finds guys. He has nice arms. He's got a nice complete game, a good all-around game.
Now, how much of an impact do you feel he has on that team? Because it seemed like after the injury he suffered against you guys last year, they just never really seemed the same, and they didn't really seem the same this year until it came back for him.
Right. I think he definitely has a lot to do with how the offense rolls and probably the plays that are called and things like that. He does a great job of executing that at the quarterback position.
Now, you're a fifth year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you were around the program then the last time you guys did beat Northwestern.
Yeah, I was a true freshman.
Yeah. Do you have any recollection of that game in particular, or is it still just kind of a blur now?
I have a little bit. I just remember I was watching it, and we were down at first, and then we ended up coming back and winning. So it was good to see. It was a while ago, though.
Have you noticed a lot of buildup with this game, like maybe throughout the season? I know you guys have the one game at a time approach, but like, would you have like other students or fans just coming up to you and going, is this year you guys going to finally beat this team?
Yeah, I just told those other guys, people used to tell me that during the summer. I worked at Hy-Vee as my summer job, and people were just walking through there and knowing who I was, just telling me, like, make sure we beat Northwestern and shit, like, pretty much all summer. Like, I heard that was the most thing I heard all summer, so I think everyone wants to see that, and we want to do it. We want to get it done.
What makes playing a night game special, especially when you get a chance to play at home? And it sounds like they're going to be doing the stripe crowd like you had against Penn State last year.
It's definitely big. We definitely have to use it to our advantage, especially when we're out there. The defense is out there. We got to use the crowd to our advantage to just make the offense more antsy and just make it more nervous. We definitely got to use it to our advantage. It's a big deal.
Yeah, for you. Elevated yourself back into a starting role here. Just how difficult was it when you were taken out a few weeks back, and then just how would you describe just the work that you had to put in like the last few weeks to get back into the position you're in now?
It was difficult, but it's all about the team, and I knew that I had to improve, so it was just an improved mentality every day, and just never taking my foot off the gas, just keep pushing and things like that, and hoping for the best.